Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, you beautiful you. Yes, welcome. Come and sit with me maybe for a moment because I need to tell you a few things because my suitcase is still not totally unpacked. And honestly, I haven't had the energy, or maybe I just haven't wanted to unpack completely, to put everything away. Leaving it there makes me, you know, it makes Miami still alive a little bit longer. And I'm not quite ready to let go of that. Yes, I'm still riding that wave of also winning that award, third place in the category of best presenter and best radio show. And I am so incredibly grateful for every single vote, truly. If you have voted for me, thank you from my heart to yours. But today it's all about Miami, not the beaches, the sunshine, you know, it's more about what it cost me to go to Miami and more importantly, what it would have cost me not to go. I think this is an important message that you need to hear because here is the raw truth. I almost didn't go. It was like such a significant investment, more money, you know, again, that investing in myself at one time, the course itself, the flights in priority class, because my body, you know, with my hips and back and everything and my age, of course, I can't handle the economy so well on long haul flights. So the hotel on top of that for 10 days, because I needed to arrive early and, as you can imagine, recover a few days afterwards. So let's just say it wasn't a small decision. And when I saw the offer from Eric Admetz, you know, a special discount price available only, you know, for this year for the participants who had been doing already the 5-month speaking and influence course. Okay, my first reaction and my first thought was, do I deserve this? Is this worthy for me? And there it is. It was like an old wound showing itself again. That question I've been asking myself for a long time since I was 5.5 years old when my little brother died. You know, coming from school and he wasn't there anymore. He, you know, it was such a shock to my system as a child of 5.5 years old that I know that subconsciously I had that question, do I deserve to live? If he had to die, why, you know, what makes me here? Do I deserve to thrive, to invest, you know, this much money in myself was my question around Miami. And let me paint you actually the full picture because it's all about context here. My revenue had been down quite a bit this year after spending 10 months as a mater familias, you know, holding my family together while my second son fought with stage 4 cancer, given only 3 weeks to live in January of this year, while he's now, for the moment, cancer-free, and we count our blessings and every day because life is short. Because this in its own is a miracle story that I'm going to explore with you in another episode. But the point is that, yeah, 2025 took a lot of me. So when this opportunity last month landed in my inbox, this chance to spend 5 days in Miami with quite a lot of passionate people from around the world to refine my signature talk, to practice my speaking superpower and passion and network and grow, all that, my brain immediately went into the panic mode with all those familiar voices of doubt. And maybe you have had that too. And just to let you know, there was also Bali. You know, maybe you remember last year, 2024, me sharing that story about that investment in a 5-day intensive in Bali, all about money and abundance and full emergence, as they, you know, as it's always called, and how on day 3, I fell and broke my hand and my wrists. Both hands needed, you know, plastery. One of them needed surgery first. And so I came home completely helpless. I will never forget that. Unable to even go to the bathroom by myself. So when Miami came up, you have all these questions in your head. The fear is there again, whispering, what if you invest again and you get hurt again? You know, all these. You know how the subconscious mind works, how our ego works, how these thoughts in our head work. You've probably had that too. But here's what I'm learning and what I want to say to you today. And I want you really to hear this. You, yes, beautiful you. Sometimes the universe tests you, not to punish you, but to see if you've actually learned the lesson it was trying to teach you in the first place. Bali wasn't a mistake. It taught me that I was already abundant, maybe not completely in money, but in everything that actually matters, and that helplessness stripped away all my doing and left only my being. I'm sure you remember that radio show that I made. It was absolutely fine. I was still enough just as I was. So here I am, Miami. It's my chance to prove that I've learned that lesson, to invest in myself, not from the place of lack, but from the overflow. I am enough and I am choosing to grow. And so what I did is I said yes. I made the investment, I clicked pay, you know, that button, and I felt that mixture of terror and excitement all at once. But then, what is absolutely a miracle is that 48 hours later, and I promise, I'm not making this up. I received an email from my accountant saying, Danielle, we've been reviewing your 2024 taxes. And you overpaid. So you're gonna get a refund. And when I looked at the number, it was almost exactly the amount I just invested when, you know, within a few hundred euros, but it was almost exactly the amount. I promise you, I sat there with tears streaming down my face because that's the universe, that's the energy in action. That's what happens when you say yes to yourself from a place of wholeness rather than emptiness. And I can tell you that one of my clients recently experienced exact the same thing. He'd been considering working with me, really wanting it and needing it, but his business hadn't had that greatest year and revenue was a bit down and he doubted. With all those same questions about timing, affordability. And after our clarity call, because I always, you know, put a lot of focus and I put all my energy in a clarity call because I think it's so important that first connection. And something in him shifted and he said yes. He made the investment he chose for himself. And 3 days later, he emailed me even before our first session. And he said, Danielle, you won't believe this, but I just sold one of my products for the exact amount I invested with you. Not similar, not close, exact. That is what I'm trying to share with you today. The universe is not some, how can you call it, abstract kind of concept out there somewhere. It's all about energy and frequency and response. And when you invest in yourself from overflow, rather than, of course, from lack, from the I am enough and I'm choosing for me to grow, that's where everything starts shifting. So here's what I want to ask you right now, wherever you are, just before we have this little break. Where are you still letting fear or guilt or that old wound, maybe even the deserving wound, hold you back from investing in you, in yourself, in your growth? And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about time, energy, attention, belief. So what investment are you avoiding because you're afraid of what it might cost? Always thinking about the costs, not of the return. Because the real question is, what will it cost you not to make that investment? And that is what I discovered in Miami. What I'm still discovering as I'm integrating all of this now is that the universe is always listening and always responding. And when you invest in yourself from that place of enoughness, magic happens. Truly, magic happens in ways you could never have orchestrated yourself. That's for sure. That's what I know for sure. So I'm going to take you deeper into the Miami journey about all the fears, the people, the shift. And so it's all about leaving that pleasing prison behind as well that we'll talk about just now. I know that you will have just the time maybe to have a cup of tea, to take a glass of water, and I will be back. This is From Stress to Authentic Success. I'm, of course, your host, Danielle Sachs, and I am so grateful you are here with me today. Let's talk just in a minute after this little break.
That makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at ukhealthradio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yes, we're back. So look, what I want to say to you is, if I want to take you back to that moment when I'm, you know, sitting at home, staring at my computer screen with that offer right in front of me of Miami, after those months of the online speaking and influence course, and then certainly that offer to take a 5-day intensive in Miami from November 10th to 14th for that special price, a one time only, you know, next year that price is gone. So I'm sitting there feeling this pull. And I want to tell you that there was a deep knowing that I needed to do this. But at the same time, all that resistance coming up, I'm sure you've had that too. That voice saying, Danielle, your revenue is a bit down. You've been caregiving all year. Is this the real, you know, good time for you? And then the Bali voice, like I explained to you, like last time you invested so much and you had that accident breaking your wrists. So there was something that I teach my clients to do that I actually did myself once again. And that was the question, a different question. Not the can I afford this, but the question, what would it cost me not to do this, not to go to Miami? And when I really sat with that question, the answer was so clear to me. Not going meant staying small, playing safe, letting fear win again. Not going meant to me never getting that life practice, the real feedback from Eric himself, the chance to be on the stage, to be in a room with more people who share that same passion. So I said, yes, I clicked that payment button. And I promise you, there's at that time a rush of as much fear and terror as excitement. And when I got that email from my accountant 48 hours later, telling me that I had an overpayment in taxes and that there would be a refund, I was so surprised when I saw the actual number, almost exactly what I just invested. And it was, to me, a thing that, you know, a number that you read three times to make sure it wasn't a misunderstanding. And I just sat there and I almost cried, because there's a sort of relief saying, the universe telling you, yes, Danielle, this is the right choice and I've got your back. So fast forward, comes, I think it was 8th of November, I'm traveling first from Brussels to Madrid, and then I am at a Madrid airport, you know, settling into my priority class seat, because I offered myself the priority. By the way, you know, I used to feel guilty about that too, but now I just honor my self-care, the taking care of myself with such long flights. And so here I am sitting, you know, in my seat, and I realize it is a middle seat. I'm never in the middle. I always choose the aisle seats. And here I am for a long flight, and there's this man coming to sit down next to me on my right-hand side. I will never forget it. He's got such a nice energy, very friendly. He comes and sits next to me. And I say, well, I will have to disturb you from time to time because I will need to move around sometimes. And he says, oh, that's absolutely fine. No hassle. If you need, we can, you know, we can even swap seats. And sitting down, you know, in the beginning of the flight, we are starting to chat about he's going to Miami. What is he going to do there? And suddenly he says, answering my question, what are you going to do in Miami? He says, I'm going there for a speaking academy. And I knew in that moment. So I asked, are you going with Eric Admits? And he says, yes. And so here is Niraj Naik. We spent, you know, quite a bit of time talking about speaking, about impact, about transformation. And I'm sitting there thinking about all the flights I've taken, all the random seats, all the people in the world who could have been in that seat, and the universe puts me next to someone going to the exact same event. And that's when I really started to understand it's an amazing story. You know, the investment in Miami, the flight to sit next to Niraj, this whole journey seemed to be guided, not just no coincidences, but actually guided. So what happens is I land in Miami. I was 2 days, you know, before the real event started, before the intensive starts. So I wanted some rest time, giving my body what it needs to adjust to the jet lag of different time zones, 6 hours, because I knew I was about to walk into a room that Monday morning with quite a lot of people, more than 50 people, driven, passionate, even successful people from all over the world. I had a choice to make about who I was going to be in that room. And you know what? Maybe you recognize this. But the old Daniel, she would have walked in as a helper, a savior, a guider, therapist, coach, who's there for everyone. She would have seen someone struggling and immediately offered support. She would have tried to connect with most of those people, giving and giving until she was completely empty and then come home exhausted, maybe even resentful. I'm not sure you recognize this, but in Miami, I decided I'm going to choose differently. I'm going to emerge myself and say to myself, you can care about people and still protect your energy. You can be kind and still have boundaries. You can connect deeply with a few people instead of superficially with everyone. So, on the morning of day one of that intensive, standing in front of the mirror in my hotel room, I will never forget, I made a conscious decision and intention. And I said it out loud to myself. I'm here for me. I'm choosing quality over quantity. I'm allowing myself, I give myself permission to protect myself and my energy and go for me. And I walked into that room with that intention in my heart. And let me tell you, it was very uncomfortable first. We're doing, you know, the introductions, people sharing, and I can feel that pull to connect with every person, to help a person, to be available. But I kept, you know, the promise to myself. And I had to keep consciously pulling myself back to that intention. No, Daniel, I'm here for me. So that conscious, deliberate choice to connect deeply with only like 5, 8, or 10 people max, not because I didn't see or value the other ones, that's not the point. They were all beautiful souls, but I could see their beauty, their struggle, and their light. But at the same time, I was also protecting my own capacity to receive and to get what I came for. And you know what happened? The right people just naturally gravitated towards me and me towards them. There was quite a few people, you know, a woman who also had lost a little brother. There was this beautiful man who had lost his son, and you know, people struggling with cancer, people having corporate transformations. So really, people with similar journeys where you recognize a part of yourself, where you share a story or a chronic illness, and you share the lessons, what it taught me, you know. And by the end, everyone is so vulnerable, authentic, and touched with tears in their eyes. So these were not networking conversations. During those whole 5 days, they were more and more soul level connections, the kind where you're really vulnerable, honest, and present. And I could only have those because I wasn't trying to be there for everyone. So, as I said, these connections became so soul deep the kind that creates, for some, it will be lasting a lifetime. And the pleasing present that most of us have been in for ages tells you that your worth is measured by how many people you help, how many people, you know, you are available for. But you know what? True wealth knows that you cannot pour from an empty cup, and that choosing yourself first, think about the oxygen mask in the plane, is actually what allows you to truly serve others. So that became so clear with me. I didn't need to be the savior of those 55, 60 people around. I needed to model what it looks like to choose for yourself, because that's true wealth. And seeing a 64-year-old grandmother who spent a lifetime pleasing finally say, no, this time is for me. To me, it means that I gave them permission to consider doing exactly the same in their own lives. And that is what I want you to consider. When are you going to leave the pleasing prison? So sitting in Miami, I kept coming back to this one truth, this quote from Mary Oliver that says, that question that says, tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Because I tell you, life is short, so beautifully and terrifyingly short that we need to own it. Every glorious moment of it, every messy moment, not someday when we're perfect, but now, here and now. Now, the actual work that we did in Miami, I don't want you to miss that, because it was profound, challenging, and exactly what I needed. We were working on our signature talks, on that talk that captures that core message, on the transformation that we can offer. And Eric's methodology was absolutely brilliant, but psychologically very demanding. Every day we practiced for hours, 16 hours a day sometimes, in front of the group, in front of video cameras. You know, we watched ourselves, we got feedback, not just on the content, even more so on the energy and the delivery and the body language. So I got up on that stage multiple times over, and I trust that one day you will see me on stage. And I learned about emotional storytelling in a totally new way. So the power of making pauses, of how silence can be just as impactful as words. Being comfortable with being seen. Whoa, that was so important to me. I even told some stories on that stage that I've never told publicly before. Stories that made me cry in front of everyone, and what it really means to be that mater familias when the universe is testing every single one of us. But I'm saving those for different episodes. I'm saving them for soon, because they really deserve to be told and take space for that. So beyond all the techniques, the skills, I learned something about my own voice. And I want to share that with you, because I learned that I don't have to perform or prove to be perfect. In the contrary, my stories, my struggles, my imperfect perfection, or perfect imperfect imperfection, that is actually my power. That's what creates real connection. Not my all those achievements over the years and credentials. No. It's about my authenticity and humanity. And believe me, the days were really, really long. My body was tired. My body was aching. My soul was absolutely full. I learned so much about the craft of speaking. And so I also learned something deeper. And that was, I can invest in myself without any guilt. I can choose debt. I can choose being selfish And it's not selfishness. It's protecting my energy without being mean. I can say no to the most beautiful people and souls. And you know what? It is not wrong. It is actually wise. So on that last day, you know, we said goodbyes. And, you know, it's always sad when you have to say goodbye after such connections. But I didn't feel guilty about my choices. I truly felt proud. Proud of myself, that I had honored myself, that I stayed true to my intention and my decision and my commitment to myself, and that I had chosen myself first. So today I'm home. My WhatsApp is still exploding. You know, so many messages a day from all these incredible people all over the world. But I'm staying calm. I'm staying grounded. I even have promised some people who applied, you know, to make them, you know, give them the chance to be here on this platform and have an interview. And those who didn't apply, and only when I closed the applications, sent messages to me, I will have to choose for myself, for my self-care, for this platform, for who I am, and be, you know, keep that commitment to myself. So I came home full, I promise you. And that can actually apply to you. That is what investing in yourself from the right place looks like. It is not about the money. It is not about the skills you learn. It's about you, the choice you make, the permission you give yourself to deserve and to receive and be changed by it. So I'm going to ask you one more time. And I really want you to sit with this question. Where do you need to invest in yourself and stop apologizing for it? Where do you need to choose quality over quantity, to leave that pleasing prison behind and choose for you and your growth? Because the universe is always listening, always. And when you say yes to yourself, a real yes, from that deep place of I am enoughness, the universe will always say yes back. It has your back. Money shows up, people appear, doors open, opportunities come, and you become more of who you truly are. And that to me is true wealth. So I'm going to get another little break and I'll come back to you just now to finish off this beautiful episode about Miami and all the lessons that I have learned.
Thank you.
Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle Magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Whoa, I am sitting here realizing that this episode maybe wasn't quite exactly what I planned, because I was going to talk about Miami regarding the content, the learning, the skills. And what came out of it was the deeper truth, the story about the investment, the fear, the universe responding. And of course, the story about leaving that pleasing prison behind. Finally. So let me ask you something you did here. Maybe you heard yourself in the story, because I'm guessing you did. Maybe you're sitting on an opportunity right now, an investment, that voice in your head asking about the deserving. Is this the right time? What if it doesn't work out? Or maybe you're one of those, like I said, been playing the pleaser and the helper and the savior, being there for everyone else, but never for yourself. And you're exhausted and depleted and maybe even resentful. Or maybe you've invested in yourself once and it didn't go as planned. That happens also. And now, of course, you are afraid to try it again, afraid to risk, afraid to believe that the universe always has your back. And if that is you, if any of this resonates, I want you to hear this, because you are enough right now, exactly as you are. Not when you achieve more or have more or prove more, right now, from that place of enoughness. Go get to invest in yourself. Choose yourself. And the universe will respond, maybe not in the way you expect or the timeline you want, but it will respond. Remember, my accountant's email 48 hours later after I invested wasn't luck. My client selling his product for the exact amount 3 days after investing with me, that's not coincidence. Sitting next to Niraj on that plane wasn't random. And winning the award all in the same week, in the same period as Miami, that's energy, that's frequency. That's the universe confirming, yes, you're on the right path. And I want to be honest with you about something, about what it actually takes physically to make an investment like this at 64. Because I have to admit, the jet lag, The jet lag hit me like a truck. You know, when you're a bit younger, maybe you bounce back in a few days. You shake it off. But at 64, with a body that has already been through quite a bit, with a system that's been through immune system collapse, and with a chronic illness and all the healing that comes with that, the jet lag is a whole different thing. So I'm talking about waking up at 3 a.m. wide awake. I still, after 2 weeks, am feeling it. I'm feeling like you're moving through, you know, in the afternoon, you're like, I can't even explain how my body doesn't know what time zone it is in. My digestion is different. The energy crashes, all these things. There's even fog in the brain when you are trying to be present. But part of you is just so full. You know, I cannot tell you, even the inflammation in my joints, the hip, the back, everything, you know, that's what stress does to the body. But my soul is so full that I am managing in somehow. You know, I'm managing the pain on top of all the rest, the exhaustion, it's fine. And that's why I build in those extra days, arriving early, staying late, because I know my body by now. I know what self-care I need to practice. But even with that planning, even with honoring what I need, it is still a mission. My body is still recovering, even now, weeks later. But this is what I want you to understand, that even knowing all of that, even experiencing the physical, how can I say that, the physical cost maybe, I would make the same choice again in a heartbeat. Because it's the cost of not going, the cost of letting my age or my body or my fear keeping me small, that cost is so much higher than a few weeks of jet lag recovery. And this is all part of true wealth as well, isn't it? Understanding that investing in yourself means investing in all of yourself, including the care your body needs, including the recovery time, the adjustments. You know, it means not apologizing for booking that priority class or arriving early and needing, you know, more rest afterwards. It means building the investment around what you need, what I needed, not what someone else's version of efficient looks like. And speaking of the people I met in Miami, I am truly excited to introduce you some of these incredible souls in the coming weeks and months of this show. You know, I've already offered interviews to quite a few of them because they each have such a powerful message to share. You know, some of them might even join me in a panel format so I can have more people where we explore topics from different angles, different guests at once. So, honestly, the connections have been truly amazing. They are heart connections that will last for a long time. And that's what happens when you choose depth, depth in any connection that you make. When you choose those, let's say, 8 to 10 real connections over the 55 superficial ones. And of course, I am coming back to normal life. I am, I promise you, integrating everything while still riding the wave of that beautiful third place award on UK Health Radio Awards 2025 and feeling so grateful. Again, I'm telling you, so grateful for every one of you who voted and supported me. Normal life with its routines and responsibilities and the ordinary things of life of being home with the family, it's all coming back to normal. But I can feel that I am an expanded version of myself. So in the coming episodes, and I trust actually that you feel that too, because in the coming weeks and months, we're going to dive deeper into the True Wealth Portfolio Framework, you know, that I've created in the last months And it's all about those three essential accounts of life: force, freedom, and fulfillment. And how to know if you are bankrupt in one area, even while you're successful in others, because this is the work that matters, the transformation that changes everything. And it's the work that honors where you are in your life, what your body needs, what your soul is calling for. So for today, if you out there feel any, let's say, pull, any sense of I need support with this, I want to invite you to connect with me. You can find me at danielsachs.com, of course, where you can book a clarity call and we can explore together where you are and where you want to be. I work mostly with caring, driven entrepreneurs and leaders who are ready to do the real work, who understand that true wealth is not just about making more money, having more possessions, but about living more fully, more authentically, more aligned with who you truly are. So right now, I am still integrating everything Miami taught me about investing in myself and leaving the pleasing prison behind and having that courage to say yes. But also, I'm bringing all of the wisdom and all of the transformation into my work with my clients who are already in, you know, they are ready to go into that depth. So what I want you to carry with you this week is that, first of all, the universe is always listening. Secondly, you are your best investment always. I repeat, at any age, with whatever body you're in. And certainly, number three, depth matters. The depth in your connection matters. So you might better leave that pleasing prison behind. This is Danielle Sachs. Yes, I am now an award-winning radio host or podcast host, forever student of true wealth, 64 years old grandmother who finally has chosen herself first without any guilt or apology, jet lag and all. So, dear you, keep investing in all of you, in your energy, your freedom, and your fulfillment, because that's where the true world lives. Until next time, bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.